Brian Sozzi and I have both been watching the developing story with Chevron quite closely. That is the involvement of an activist fund, Engine Number One, some changes that they've successfully pushed forward the company. And Brian, as you wrote in sort of part two of the morning brief on yahoofinance.com, tomorrow is going to be an important event for the sort of next phase, perhaps, of Chevron's development.
Yes, Julie, that is correct. Tomorrow, Chevron is holding an event. They're titled Energy Transition Spotlight. And CEO Mike Wirth, he'll be giving a presentation, as will most of the executive team over at Chevron. And I think this basically comes from, Julie, Chevron trying to avoid a situation of what happened on Exxon, where three new board members were brought onto the board. Real embarrassing situation for the fat cats over at Exxon that have not made enough changes in this world where we are seeing climate change in many respects because of their actions. So you had them attacked by the folks in Engine Number One. And I think Chevron here is trying to get out in front of this. Now, we talked to the folks at Engine Number One, Julie, and to me, my takeaway was that they are locked and loaded on potentially looking at more companies like an Exxon and trying to get them to change how they approach what they do. So Chevron here will probably come out here and try to pitch what they are doing to lower carbon emissions and ultimately avoid a situation like over at Exxon. Now, I reach out to Engine Number One. They declined to comment for their story here, but all eyes are on Chevron here. And Mike Wirth, the CEO of Chevron, he already has some stains on his report card as CEO. Since he was announced as the CEO of Chevron on September 28th, 2017, the stock's down 18%. So that stock has been down. Investors that bet on Mike Wirth's CEO tenure, they have lost money on his watch. Number two black mark on his report card is that really ugly write-down at the end of 2019. What, a $10 billion write-down, Julie, because of souring gas prices? Now, Mike Wirth is a lifer over at Chevron. He joined the company in 1982, according to his LinkedIn profile, from the University of Colorado. So joined the company, spent his whole career there. He has spent his whole career here, so he bears some responsibility for that large write-down, for the stock underperforming here. So he has a lot to prove tomorrow, a lot to prove, especially considering he made close to $30 million in total compensation last year during the height of a pandemic. Now that is down slightly from about $33 million the year before, but one of the highest-paid CEOs in the game. Clearly, he hasn't been getting it done.
Yeah, so we'll see. There's a lot on the line, as you've laid out. So we'll keep an eye on that and see what ends up happening during that event tomorrow.